The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, December 29th, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. If you are searching for a clear, unbiased, science-based view of how to slow your aging, decrease illness, lose weight, maintain fitness, and optimize your nutrition, all with a hint of humor, Vital Health Radio may be your home base. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and with me is my co-host, podcast guru, PhD of the Waffle House, boxing extraordinary, long ago pretty boy, rugby hero, business coach.
Wow.
And wannabe friends to the UFO aliens.
Yes.
Clint Powell.
Okay, that's a lot, man. That's setting me up for a really good 2025. This is our last show of the year, man.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right. 52 shows. This is 52 shows in, man. We are a new chapter starting over all next year. New stuff coming up, Vital Health Radio.
Always. Yeah. I never run out of material. I can tell you that. Never will.
No.
I learn something every single day almost.
Even though you have to repeat what date the show is for every time, like 12 times before you start recording, it's okay.
I'm supposed to be a nutrition guru, not a date guru. Yes. There are things that you don't need to plug into your brain because mine's already so full of information.
That's why your head tips over sometimes. It's so full, so heavy with info. Did you have a good Christmas?
I had a pretty well Christmas and kind of came and went. I'm not a big Christmas guy, but I love seeing and getting together with people that I care about, even if it's for a short run. And diet-wise, tell me what you ate.
Oh, I ate all the stuff.
Did you?
Okay. Yeah, I ate everything. And I told you I'm 10 pounds overweight. I've gained 10 pounds in 4 weeks, so it's okay. My question to you, though, is the holiday, sometimes it's tough for people because it's an emotional thing and it brings up issues. But for some people, it's a break in the habits, and they're not comfortable breaking habits. Is a habit issue with you a hard thing? Is it hard when the world changes their habits and you have to accommodate because everybody's off work, there's parties, there's food, et cetera?
I am a routine person.
Yeah.
I do very well with routines, but I've made myself not be glued to them so that I can't have the amount of flexibility to make whatever happens.
But that's part of being healthy. I know this show's about health and we talk supplements and physicality a lot of times, but the mental stress we have sometimes is self-imposed because we're not flexible enough.
You are so right.
Yeah.
In fact, I just spent, and this is no exaggeration, for New Year's Eve every year, we send out a video that I have done that talks about the next year coming up. And it's not your normal, you know, I want you to go to the gym and I want you. No, I try to come up with other wisdom aspects. Well, this one I just finished about an hour ago and I spent 4.5 hours writing it.
Mm.
And I had to write this one because it's going to be so lengthy that I had to have the right kind of notes to do this video, which I will do in the morning.
Okay, good for you.
And it speaks about somewhat of that subject. So I will wait for you to watch that right before New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. All right, cool.
What do we got on the agenda? I did give, what I'm going to talk about, one of the things is I have a doctor acquaintance, not friend, Dr. Brownstein. He's been practicing for 35 to 40 years, and he has a great newsletter. His last newsletter is, Should We Take a Flu Shot? And I circled some of the big points that he made, which I certainly tend to agree with, and I trained my staff on this last week because I want them to know more about really the black and white truth, not the advertised billboard truth of flu shots. And then secondly, Dr. Kurt Deering, our clinical pharmacist at Nutrition World, probably the only nutrition store in the nation with a clinical pharmacist. And he and I and you will be talking about the statin drug myth, the statin drug usefulness as far as cholesterol. What is the real issue? And it is changing, even in mainstream thinking, but that thinking changes slowly, very slowly.
Okay.
And I also, just on one of the news medias, actually this morning, I am a huge devoted person to the power of eggs. I think eggs are like one of the most perfect proteins, has choline for your memory. We need the good stuff with the vitamins in there. Everything in there is packed. It's a powerhouse of nutrition. And I, the title of this article was five different places that don't use real eggs. And when you say real eggs, they're talking about the frozen, mixed up, does come from a chicken originally, and they bust them all up, and you know, but they process them. They add soybean oil to them, which is a seed oil, which I despise. And after reading it, here's the words that describe my feelings about 2 hours ago. Irate, livid, incensed, exasperated, riled up, miffed, and bent out of shape. So that's how I felt after reading this, and I'm going to tell you why. Because one of the places I have been eating an egg at for
first watch.
Probably 12 years.
First watch?
No.
Okay, sorry.
No.
My bad.
But they didn't check them.
Okay.
No, but First Watch says on the menu they have cage-free eggs.
Okay, my bad. So I'm trying to see what would really myth you.
So the first one is, I don't eat there, is Chick-fil-A. It's one of the biggest deceptions in this country.
No.
Oh, you know, we're closed on Sunday and we're good people and we care about the nation. They don't give a flip about the health and nutrition of the nation. The chicken nuggets are so full of about 25 chemicals. They love seed oils and they have.
They care about the spirit health of our nation.
I said the physical. Yeah, I didn't say about the spirit.
What else we got? What's number two?
But they do. They do not use. Cage free eggs.
Okay.
But claims they're working toward the goal, and they wanted to work toward antibiotic free chicken, and they kind of gave that one up, so that didn't work. But here's the one that made me so upset was Starbucks. I should have known better.
Well, their eggs don't even taste like eggs.
I should have known better. Hoping that I was just delusional and it was okay.
It's like assimilation. Those taste like fake eggs.
Well,
they just do.
You're right.
Yeah, they do.
I just was not admitting self-truth.
It's almost like somebody that would say, hey, I'm going to make something that tastes like an egg, that resembles an egg. It's almost like that fake meat thing.
It is.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they list right here, they add soybean oil to it, which is my devil, my enemy. Now, here's the number three. I never had any idea. Taco Bell uses real eggs in their breakfast stuff. I've never eaten breakfast at Taco Bell. I looked up their menu. Looks pretty dang good. They have these burritos with all the kind of foods, and Taco Bell uses real eggs.
Okay.
Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
And someone else who uses real eggs, which was Wendy's, uses only fresh, cracked, grade A eggs on all the sandwiches.
Huh.
Now, why could Wendy's do it and Starbucks can or other places? And, of course, Dunkin' Donuts could care less. So they don't use the real eggs.
I don't eat Dunkin' Donuts. I don't like a powder. I don't like a doughy donut, just like a cake donut.
So Krispy Kreme's not doughy?
It's not a cake-like donut.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's more of the goodness of the icing.
Goodness of the earth.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's the light, heavenly, delectable, wispy dough they use.
No seed oils, no sugar, and there's no bad ingredients.
You know one thing?
Yeah.
You know one thing I know, and this is going to surprise you. The one thing that 100% guaranteed, there's no fake eggs in their donuts. Zero. I don't even have to read the research on that.
Hey, I've never looked up what is in a Krispy Kreme
donut.
And
it ain't fake or real eggs, I can tell you.
Oh, well, that's a plus then. We checked that box.
Yeah.
Hey, have you been to the mall? I haven't. I did go to the mall last week, actually.
Yeah, I've been to the mall.
But I didn't walk around into the food court.
Yeah,
they have a restaurant that I think you need to eat at. It's called Mr. Cow.
Huh.
And it's all corn dogs. It's all they sell is corn dogs.
Huh. Meat on a stick. Now I'm good. Meat Twinkie. No, thank you.
That's what it is. It's a meat Twinkie.
It's a meat Twinkie, yeah.
They have pictures. It actually looks like a Twinkie.
Of course it does. Ugh, I'm out.
The question was, why did I think of Clint Powell when I saw Mr. Cow?
Because your brain is warped, and there's no love, and you're so like the Grinch.
I gave four Christmas presents away to four people that I care about and love, and they all were, I'm not bragging, they're expensive. And what they are It's made by a company called Healthy Line. My daughter gave me, and I would just call it a heating pad back in the day, back when my hips first started hurting, and mornings were always the very toughest time. And this heating pad has gems in it, crystals from the earth. And it's built in a way that puts them all within that whole pattern of heat. And it has been, I still use it every morning, and I have now for probably 3.5 years. They have upgraded that mat now to have gemstones, PMEF, which is pulsed electromagnetic fields, yeah, which is a healing mechanism. Mm-hmm. They have far infrared. They have photon lights in it, negative ions, and magnetic frequencies built into this. And when you turn it on, it, of course, heats up like a regular thing.
It splits the atom and opens up a portal to other worlds.
It's what the Matrix. Heck? Yeah. It's the blue pill, red pill.
Everything slows down. You see the code. What is this? Like crystals and EPMFTLs.
Well, it has ketamine that comes out in vapors.
Absolutely.
And
all right, keep going. I interrupted your seriousness.
Four people I care about, I gave this to. And because most people have some pain, aches and pains, they mm-hmm. just do. And it just comes with being alive in a human body. But the fact is, like I gave my daughter one, you can use this as a sauna that comes with a metal, a flexible kind of aluminum thing that you wrap yourself in, put this in there, and you're getting all this magnificent crystal energy. I'm a big believer in that.
All right, cool.
I really am.
Cool.
And Advanced Learning RX is going to be speaking on Thursday, February 6th at 6 p.m. And this has to do with ADD in adults. How do we increase our memory? How do we test our memory to see at what parts of the memory mechanisms are weak and how do we strengthen them? This is where traditional thinking falls down, because if you walked into the gym with Clint Powell, and he knows enough about training, and he would want to know what's your weakest and what's your strongest points. Nobody asked that with thinking and memories, and Learning RX does that. So it's a free lecture Thursday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Go to nutritionw.com, and you can go to the events and sign up. It is free.
Okay. I have a quick question. Tell me before you take your break. I don't want to interrupt your serious ahead. Thoughts.
Nope.
So there is there's a plastic glass in our studio. It's a plastic glass on the table. And if anybody's ever painted a room and you don't want to carry the paint can around everywhere, I used to put, you'll take some paint and put it in mm-hmm. in a cup or a smaller container, and then you can carry it around with you and you dip your brush in there. That way you don't have the cumbersome of carrying the can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But as you start to pour the paint out of the cup back into the big bucket, mm-hmm. it paints the cup. As you pour it out on one side, it leaves the white residue.
It does.
Paint.
Absolutely.
That's what paint does.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I'm looking at this cup that you've been drinking out of,
mm-hmm.
and it is, I might take a picture. I don't know if we can put it on because I don't have access to the Facebook page. If that's not paint, that's paint, dude. That's paint.
Really?
What are you drinking?
Listen.
It's thick and it's paint and it looks like. It looks bad. Man.
It's above the intellectual level, probably, of an East Ridge person.
Okay, play like
so
I'm smart and dumb it down.
Kefir.
Kefir of drinking that crap. What the hell's I've got? What is it's kefirsome.
Look. It's also pronounced kefir. It's cultured milk, if you have to know.
Kefir that away from me. What? It's cultured milk?
I'm going to
Is that just curd milk?
Someone to hold you down on the floor, and we're going to pour it down your throat.
You better bring more than one. Your boy Scott ain't got it in him. He might take a poke at it, but he better bring some backup if you're trying to give me kefir kefir. Kefir kefir.
Yeah,
that sounds like something off the Muppet Show. Kefir kefir. What does it do? Does it paint your insides?
It could do that. I have pretty insides, but I'm sure.
I don't care.
I'm
about
sure
it.
It's
what,
beautiful.
What is it? What is it? Seriously.
It's
what?
For the microbiome, goober. Microbiome, which is the bacteria, and I want to build it. And since you said that, I actually have a note from Dr. Saladino, a note on my notepad,
uh-huh.
where he's the guy that is so spending his life to educate people about seed oils. He said 2 days ago, this is the reason I'm drinking it again. He said there is a fat in cultured milk products called C15 that will get rid of seed oils in my body. So I am drinking a detox kefir
uh-huh.
goober. Bye.
You're drinking a kefir goober? Okay. Listen, guys, we need to take a break. I am offended and triggered. Last show of the year, we're talking about things.
All right. It is time to take a break. And when we come back, Dr. Kurt Dehring will be talking with me and Clint about statin drugs. Do you need them? Do you not? If you do, what can you do to protect yourself? That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
It's football time in the SEC. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online, Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones, back with my East Ridgesaurus partner, Clint Powell, talking about me drinking white paint, which is kefir, in my cup, which is building my microbiome so that I can be far healthier than him with his Krispy Kremes and his Waffle House, because that does not build a microbiome.
Okay, yeah.
We're trying to educate the public. You're Joe Public.
So. I am Joe Public. I will take it, and I will just have a really bad microbiome. I am not drinking anything by...
You are the pickiest one person. He will not eat cheese unless it's on a pizza.
Or chocolate, except an Oreo.
Right. He has those little exceptions. And then there's something else you hate.
There's a lot of things I hate. I thought this was supposed to be about health. You got a great guest in here, and you want me to go through my list of things I hate?
That's true. So, we only have 17 minutes. Yeah. And now we're down to 16, and we just blew a whole minute.
I think we ought to get to it.
Dr. Kurt Deering, our clinical pharmacist at Nutrition World, it's just been a godsend, really. And I told Clint earlier that there's not another nutrition store in this country that has someone of your level of expertise. So welcome to Vital Health Radio, Dr. Deering.
Well, thank you.
Well, you and I talk about this a lot because I see tons of people with trying to prevent heart disease, because cardiovascular disease will be the number one reason most of us, well, I say most, 80% of us will probably exit this world probably due to cardiovascular disease. It's probably not going to be Lyme disease. It probably won't be a car wreck. It probably won't be other things. It will be strokes, heart attacks, and things that deal with the cardio system. So the most potent, not potent, the most popular drug ever prescribed is a statin drug. $1 trillion they have made off statin drugs. And our industry has been preaching for as long as statins have been around, not because we're just adverse to drugs. It's because the mechanism of statins really, truly are not proved to extend lifespan very long at all, except in a very small percentage of people. And secondly, they have too many side effects. And we're going to talk about that today with you, Dr. Deering.
Good.
Can I start off with a question?
Yep.
Before y'all dive down the medicine rabbit hole here, someone explain to me, again, you call me Joe, and I'm just the layman, what is cholesterol and why is it good or bad? So why should I care? Yep. Because sometimes we talk about symptoms and how to fix it.
Sure.
I don't understand why we have it to begin with. Can someone tell me what it does? Well, and I'm looking at you, sir, not him.
Well, what's the number one ingredient in breast milk is what?
I have no idea.
Clint should know all about that.
Well, cholesterol.
Oh, okay.
I mean, your brain needs cholesterol. A baby's brain needs cholesterol for development. So we need cholesterol our whole life.
Okay.
And it's the building block of our hormones, and it's our brain is a third.
See, because I've been taught it's all so bad. Every time I've been an adult, cholesterol, bad, bad. Keep it down. Don't want cholesterol. I'm like, oh, crap. So when you talk about this, I don't even know what it's supposed to do, so I'm glad you're, you know, breaking it down for me.
Yeah, so everybody needs cholesterol, and to can too much cholesterol be a bad thing? Well, in my opinion, cholesterol, when it comes to heart disease, it's a correlation, not a causation. Mm. What does that mean? The cholesterol is not causing the heart disease. What's causing the heart disease usually is the lifestyle measures that people are taking, that they're eating the typical SAD diet, the standard American diet. Too many carbs, too much inflammation, and you oxidatively stress the arteries and stuff, you're going to end up with heart disease. And cholesterol typically is trying to be elevated in the body in order to go in and try to fix these things. So your HDL and your LDL are all trying to go around and fix these things. So they happen to be high. And so somebody along the way said, well, look, these levels are high. It must be causing this cholesterol problem. And I think I've even heard somebody say that at one point they, you know, do an autopsy and look at the, you know, the heart and stuff and say, well, look at these plaque that was in here. This is all cholesterol. This is caused by cholesterol. Mm. Well, no, it's not. I mean, if you happen to have LDL cholesterol going through the system and you happen to oxidize it with a poor diet and at that time, then you can oxidize and build up plaque in that area. So depleting cholesterol, can it work? In my opinion, there's very few cases, maybe some genetic reasons and other things that you can actually benefit a patient. But for the most part, the risk versus benefits are the risk far outweigh any benefits you get from statin drugs. My history with statin drugs goes back to the very beginning. My first job...
What year was that?
1992.
Okay.
It was 93 when I got out of my residency at Grady. The Bristol-Myers Squibb rep came along talking to me about Pravastatin, which was the newest statin on board. And she said, how would you like to go to Paradise Island in the Bahamas and learn all about Pravastatin? And we'll take your wife. We'll send her down there. We'll put you up in a hotel. We'll pay for your dinners, fly you down there. So we did all this. And I'm sitting in this room with all these cardiologists and physicians, and I think I was the only clinical pharmacist there. And I'm thinking, how can they afford to do this? And then when I started doing the math, I said, if every one of these people in this room goes back, in my case, it would be, I used to say I used to influence prescribing of physicians. Mm-hmm. So in the clinic that I worked in, I influenced them. I'd say, oh, you got this patient with this. Let's do this. Let's give them this. This happens to be the one that we're buying right now at a better price. And so I influenced the prescribing. So, but if everybody in that room went back and influenced just 20 patients to be put on a statin and they stayed on it for several years, you would more than pay for that trip of us going down, being flown down there and being put up in this nice hotel and all that. So that's how they used to influence us. And I mean, the data looked sound, you know. I was not against statins for most of my career. I began to question it after a while. And as time went on, it's like most things in life. It's the evidence that starts to stack up from personal experience. So when you have this patient after patient coming back saying, oh, I've got this muscle pain in here. And then I've learned recently that most patients aren't even being warned about this muscle pain. And they make out, oh, yeah, if you get this muscle pain, it's like it's no big deal. You can get the muscle pain. You can just stop.
Is this muscle pain when people are on the statins?
Right.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, when you start on a statin, there's a chance for an enzyme called CPK to go up. When those levels go up, it can start to break down your tissues, which presents itself as muscle pain. Mm. And while it's disconcerting to have your tissues being damaged in your muscles, that's not the biggest problem. The biggest problem is something called rhabdomyolysis, which means your kidneys can be getting damaged to the point of they could be, you know, well, if it kept going unchecked, it could potentially be fatal, but it usually doesn't go that far. But you're damaging your kidneys when you get this muscle pain going on. It could be a sign that your kidneys are being damaged too. And this goes on, and my brother started on a statin, and I was like, you know, why did they start you on that? And he was like, well, because of this, that. And I was like, and he goes, I'm getting all this muscle pain. I said, well, did the pharmacy not tell you when you, did the doctor not tell you when he prescribed this that you could potentially have, no, they didn't say anything about it. Did the pharmacy not say anything about it? No, I didn't get the counseling, you know.
Well, the system rewards pushing people through the system, right? The system does not reward what you and Ed like to do, which is take the time to tell this person, this is you, this is going to happen. If you have to take it, this is unique to you. This isn't unique to you. It's the care part. You call it sick care all the time. The health care part of it is really not what the system's built for. And that's kind of why you want to have the conversation about the drugs and how it affects us. And it seems like it's been created. A lot of it is because we don't address the big issue is, hey, live better.
That's true. And also the pressures on the healthcare workers are so intense. They don't have the time or bandwidth any longer. That's why you do see patients who want consultations regard wisdom of pharmaceuticals. What do I really need to know about what I'm taking? You can book that through NutritionW.com. And one of the other things statins do is it completely disintegrates your coenzyme Q10 levels. And our industry has sued on multiple occasions to have a warning on the box suggesting takes coenzyme Q10. We've lost on every single case because pharmaceuticals have such a bias against nutraceuticals that they will never allow it, FDA included, never allow it on that box, even though that is one of the reasons we have memory loss and aches and pains. It does not completely stop it. And I do believe in testing a little bit of the other things like ApoB and homocysteine. Years ago, Life Extension, who is a wonderfully science-based company, we had about 8 lectures over a period of 5 years about the 17 reasons for cardiovascular disease. 17, that's how many things cause plaque in our arteries. Cholesterol is at the bottom of that list of 17. You're not being checked for homocysteine. You're not being checked for ApoB. You're not being checked for LPA. You're not being checked for insulin. You're not being, the things you're not being checked for is causing it. Statins make a piece of paper look fantastic in 3 months. That's why it's such an easy sell. Wow, we got you from 240 to 160. That's an amazing drug. But like you said, Dr. Dehring, it's not proven itself out for really longevity, has it?
No. When you do outcome studies, you're supposed to be looking at what does it do to morbidity, mortality. You're not just chasing numbers, you know.
Yes, chasing numbers. That's exactly.
Oftentimes you're chasing numbers here, and people feel better about the fact that their levels went down. But when you look at, like I said, the risk versus the benefit, the risk, it's, there's a, you know, I learned all this through time, through personal experience. When I ran a dyslipidemia clinic and I was treating people with these things, and you had these people coming back with these problems, but it was over time that you started to see why all of a sudden this person is also getting their diabetes is getting worse, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then diabetes.
Then we started saying that, oh, well, lo and behold, this makes your blood sugar levels 10% worse. So it can push somebody up into the level of going from to into being a, quote, diabetic.
Right.
You know, then people are coming back with liver enzyme elevations. So what is that? That's an indication that your liver's being, and these things are basically attacking your liver to stop producing cholesterol. And then that, you know, and so then I started seeing after time people come back saying, you know, my cognitive ability is not what it used to be. I don't remember things quite as well. So I'm registering all this stuff saying, well, this could be this stuff. And then that, then you started to get data to support it and saying, yeah, you do get these side effects with this medication. And then I just finally got to the point where I was like, you know, and then when I finally saw a study that said you had to treat 264 people with a statin to prevent one heart attack, that's when they lost me. I was just like,
wow.
And that's standard. That's the true number, isn't it? Numbers to treat.
If it's a broad treatment. Yes. I think if you were to narrow it down and say specific patients with a particular genetic problem and ApoB maybe too high, that kind of thing, the numbers may be better than that. Mm-hmm. But to use these like we're using them as a broad,
yes,
as a broad kind of everybody takes them kind of thing, we're doing a disservice. And broadly, I think the studies have shown what you add 3.2 days onto somebody's life.
3.2 days on average.
Is that worth the risk of... Yeah. Your liver, is that the worst? Worth the risk of your memory? Is that worth the risk of your muscle pain? Yes. It's not worth
it. Well, and also we're ignoring the other 16 risk factors, or we're probably ignoring 14 of those 17. Let's check the other ones.
Well, my question is, one of the things you're doing now in Nutrition World, I don't know, so I don't like to make declaratives, but are there things, lifestyle, but are there other things they could be incorporating into their life? Maybe it is a supplement or something.
Yes.
That you now know more about and you're like, okay, let's try, stop doing this, start doing this, try taking this. I mean, there's this, it's not just one thing fixes it, right? It's a kind of a multi approach.
Well, I'm at that point now where the only time I'd recommend a statin is if somebody's not willing to do anything.
Wow.
If they're not willing to take any lifestyle measures.
Yes.
Perhaps if you're not, and you're one of the lucky ones that doesn't get a side effect from it, okay, go ahead, take it. But if you really want to make a difference in your life, your first thing you're doing is implementing the lifestyle changes. You're doing the nutrition and you're doing the exercise. Those are the two most important things you can do right there. And then we've got supplements which will lower your cholesterol, and they do it pretty well. And once again, though, I keep coming back to that's assuming you need to lower these cholesterol levels.
Yeah.
You still need your testosterone production, your hormone production. You still need your cognitive abilities. So I think if your numbers are really high, then getting them down with some natural forms like red yeast rice, and Ed knows about all the different formulations that will package them together. Bergamot is good with berberine. That's a great little product I've been recommending a lot to people. But
we still take into consideration those unintended consequences. This we think will fix this, and here's the other six things it does. But we don't think about that. The unintended consequences from taking this one thing, what causes five other things.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And you're speaking very clearly about exactly, like, I agree, if someone's not willing to do anything else, and the fact that, yes, regular cholesterol numbers are not really correlated. You can't really tell a whole lot about longevity or health of people, but it does make people's mental state feel better if they're at 240 and they get down to 201.
Yeah.
And so in the natural field, there's certainly options to do that. And, you know, we can't be treating anybody's disease, and you need to ask your doctor, but you have to ask a doctor who's clued in, not clued out. But you feel confident that if you do have higher numbers, I just don't feel good unless they're lower. There's options, and these options do not increase the risk of the things that you have talked about.
Well, and the great thing about them is they also seem to benefit other things.
Other things, exactly.
You know, the whole side benefits that we talk about. Yes. Instead of having side effects, the nutraceuticals usually have side benefits.
Yes.
And these things have beautiful side benefits to them.
And very few drugs have that. A few do, but very few have that. And we do the blood testing at Nutrition World mostly every Tuesday and Thursday and the last Friday of the month for those who want to check those other risk factors that we spoke about. I have a gentleman who came to me, and I'm not going to say his last name, first name, Monty, and he had a lot of high numbers in across the board of those 17, and I have his little protocol that I had suggested. It's five different things, and I have his numbers because he was one of those detail people that kept every single number there was. Unbelievably impressive how everything we wanted to go down went down, not taking one single drug. Feels fantastic now, and he has a sense of well-being. So, again, if you want to book with Dr. Dehring, he is phenomenal to help you as part of your team to move through proper pharmaceuticals, but also introduction of nutraceuticals for a personalized level. We appreciate you every day, Dr. Dehring, and we have so many comments about you and your value. And please, everyone listening, pass it on to friends and family. About the services that he is now offering. You could travel the country and you wouldn't find it anywhere else. So, well, that does
thank
it.
Thank you.
Yep.
Appreciate
that
you.
Does it for this time to take a break. When we come back, I'll have a lot of different empowering information. Got a lot of notes this time. So hang on and get ready to grow and learn. And that has more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I am Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today. Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Broadcasting from the Optimize You studio, I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell. And I want to talk about statin drugs from a friend of mine, Dr. Brownstein. But before I do that, Clint's always kind of, he gets kind of pissed off when he sees people who make tons of money with obviously very little effort. And so this was on the site.
Why'd you get jealous? Yeah, but go
jealous?
Ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You use whatever you, you want. It's not a pleasant emotion, whatever it is. But this guy, it's on the site Facts on Instagram. This site is amazing because they back it up with complete references. So it seems to be very truthful. But a man from New Jersey bought a $5 bottle of orange juice at ShopRite. His wife thought it was too expensive and asked him to return it since she found the same juice on sale for $2.50 at another store. So after returning the orange juice and getting a refund, he decided to buy two lottery tickets with the cash that he got back. Ended up winning $315 million off that $2.50 that he would not have had if he hadn't have taken that back. How interesting is that? Does that make you happy?
Yeah, I like to see other people succeed. That one doesn't bother me as much as it's the hot Tua girl or people that just stumble into the Kardashians. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
What have you done? Oh, I'm nothing. I'm witty and I'm good looking and people follow me around. So am I. Me and you are witty and good looking. Well, nobody's following us around with cameras and making millions of dollars. What the heck? I mean,
good point.
Yeah, I think so. We don't may not have the mass appeal of the Kardashians, but there's a certain small segment of perverted weirdos out there that would pay good money for us to just see how live our stupid lives.
Heck, expand this little pond we live in? Absolutely.
Yeah, Clint's stupid routines in the morning, his old man coffee. What kind of new noise is Clint going to make when he tries to get out of bed this morning as his body's cracking?
They want to know if Clint has a bidet or he uses toilet paper.
No, I'm not. I'm an American.
Yeah?
You can go to France. Follow if you want a bidet. And take some toothpaste with you while you're over there and some deodorant.
All right, we're going to talk about statins now.
I just made every person in France pissed off.
I know. Dr. Brownstein, Dr. David Brownstein, he has a newsletter called The Natural Way to Health. I have interviewed him twice on my podcast, The Holistic Navigator. Met him at a Nashville medical conference long ago when I was imprisoned in marriage. I mean, I was married.
Wow, that was harsh.
And he asked on this newsletter that just came out, do flu vaccines work for the majority of people? And to him, unfortunately, he says the answer to these questions is a resounding no. After 30 years of practicing medicine, I can say without a shadow of a doubt that much of what I was taught in medical school and during my residency was pretty much false.
Wow.
And he says, here's the numbers that he's really talking about as far as how risky is it to get the flu.
And this goes, I've got friends that are doctors that would fight this tooth and nail.
Yeah.
They just would. And they're people I know and love and trust.
Well, this is how he processes the information. Every year in early fall, before the flu season even begins, the powers that be in our government and the mainstream media use every public relations tactic they can muster to frighten the American people into receiving a flu vaccine. Everybody says the same thing. They've been told until we're sick of it that 36,000 people die yearly from the flu.
Yep.
Dr. Brownstein says, I've been practicing medicine for more than 30 years. That would mean during my career, approximately 1 million people would have died from influenza. Personally, I can't recall a single patient of mine dying from the flu in my 30 years of practice. Now, what they have done with the CDC and the reason that they can use those numbers is because every year there's a document called the National Vital Statistics Report. This is the one that breaks it out because each year only a few hundred people die from influenza. So where does the 36,000 come from? The CDC provides this information because they combine the deaths of flu with pneumonia. That's where the 36,000 come. There is only about 1,000 a year who die from the flu. Now, you feel like you're dying when you have the flu. And yes, if you're on the verge of death already, I'm sure the majority of those 1,000 are probably pretty unhealthy people, and a few are healthy. But as he says, does a disease that is causing 608 deaths out of a population of 350 million require a mandatory vaccine? Now, the thing is, the vaccine has, and I don't know if any of you, and I have many, several times, there's a disease called Guillain-Barré syndrome. And it happens when basically the immune system attacks itself. John Chapman, he was a police officer with me. We were in the same academy. He took a flu shot and kind of remember his story. He said he was going to the urinal in the bathroom and he became numb. He became paralyzed. He's never recovered. That was 35 years ago. Guillain-Barré is horrendously permanent in a lot of people.
Wow.
That doesn't count some of the other disorders. So for 600 people, we're going to, I mean, I know 50 who've had a Guillain-Barré in my years that never recovered fully. And that's a big percentage of 600 right there. So do you need a flu shot? In my opinion, Dr. Brownstein's opinion, no, you do not. Now, do all shots fall under this? I don't know. A shingle shot perhaps might be worth it. Maybe some of the other shots, but this flu shot does not. And the other thing is, the best odds that the flu shot is going to work is 60%. The average is about 38% because they have to guess the flu that's going to come next year, this
right.
year, and it is a guesswork. So that is very important information for those who want to lead a cleaner life. They have removed a lot of the thimerosal, which is mercury, but what they do is they have aluminum because they put aluminum in it in order to trigger your immune system to think something is happening. Well, aluminum is absolutely correlated with Alzheimer's. Every single Alzheimer's patient who is tested for aluminum is exceedingly high.
Well, one of the things, too, that I just was looking up some stuff while you, just to add some context to that, some of the cases that that develop into pneumonia, it may be marked as pneumonia, also started from the flu. So somebody comes in, they get the flu really bad, and then because of that, it morphs into pneumonia. So that might be why there's some gray line. So in those numbers is probably real flu deaths, which is much lower than what they use to get you to take the flu shot, pure pneumonia deaths, which have nothing to do with the flu, and then that middle ground where flu is the beginning of moving towards something more serious.
The only way to have an absolute numbers would be to know how many people got pneumonia that was not originated by the flu.
Right. That should be what the metric. They should have three numbers. Flu deaths, pneumonia deaths, pneumonia deaths that resulted from the flu.
Yeah.
That way we'd have more of an accurate.
Brownstein, who I think he's a very trustworthy physician.
Oh, no, I agree.
Says, but in his practice, he's never seen one die from the flu.
Well, here's my thing, though. The reason I bring that kind of stuff up every now and then is so when people leave here and they go research it, they know we've already given the other side of it, so they know they can trust it when Ed says something else.
I love that.
Yeah.
A big article came out, and I'm just going to just put the truth on this one. And it's not a huge thing, but the people do come in the store saying, what about fish oils causing prostate cancer in men? And Dr. Geo, I love his experience and his knowledge. He had a little breakdown on this. And this study was called the Brasky study, B-R-A-S-K-Y. So anyone who's been told do not take fish oils because it might raise your risk of prostate cancer, it is BS 100%. And the reason we say that, the study measured omega-3 levels from one single test. So they took these people, you only took one blood test, and one single time it showed omega-3 levels. They never tested before, during, after, anything else. Second, there was no data on fish oil. It never asked the participants whether they took fish oils or whether they ate fish. So there was not even a breakdown of that, and it was the test that they used was called a plasma phospholipid test for omega-3s, which is not even accurate. Red blood cell omega-3 levels should be measured by a different test. So the latest study called CAPFISH-3 trial was very clear in the fact that it decreased by a marker for tumor growth decreased it by 15% in the fish oil group, and that tumor growth increased by 24% in the control group. So again, the devil's in the details, and there's agendas behind this. And taking a study that's based on surveys is so inaccurate, just so freaking inaccurate. But they're trying to get to a point. I think they started with a point they were trying to get to.
Right. They start with the end in mind. the end in mind.
Yes.
I'll say it twice. Maybe that makes it more smart.
Wow, that's smart.
Very good. Good job. You just keep drinking your kefir.
Are you? You're still fearing my kefir.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
It does stick to the glass.
It looks
heavy.
Exactly like paint. If you left the room and somebody walked in, they'd be like, "Oh, what was Sean painting?"
When you said all that, I had that momentary panic of, did somebody put paint, and I thought it was kefir, and I poured it in my glass because I brought it to the studio.
Did it taste like paint? I bet it does, doesn't it?
Oh, no, it doesn't. It's beautiful.
No, it does not. There's no way that tastes good at all. Now, you be honest. What is that? Does that taste good or bad?
It's not great. I will be honest. It is not great.
Yeah, I know.
It's unflavored, unsweetened. It's cultured, which means it's full of bacteria. And I'm going to drink it every day. So
lift the floor, everybody. You get the same effect. Go ahead.
Oh yeah. There's bacteria in the floor. All right.
Yeah, there is. It'll also interact with your gut biome.
Hey, autism, and I have a lot of serious stories because I want to make sure we get across stuff the end of the year here, just to fill our heads full of things to think about if it applies to you and your family. But recent data shows autism rates have increased 26% from 2018 to 2020, with 1 in 30 children aged 3 to 17 diagnosed. 1 in 30. That means that some are not getting diagnosed. And research is still linking high levels of what we call linoleic acid. You know what that is? That's seed oils, canola, things in processed food, shortening, safflower oil, sunflower oil.
But do you think, and maybe the study says this, is this that the parents are eating that, the moms are eating that, and then it's passed on, or it affects the genetics of the woman and the man?
We don't know.
Or is it we're giving it to kids and stuff when they're starting to eat our young stuff off the plates?
I think they come out of, I think they're being born with that autism already.
Because it's
so
just part of our daily diet so much, it's in everything.
It's from the mothers, and probably some from the fathers, because it has to go down that pathway also.
Yeah.
The other thing is EMFs, electromagnetic fields. And I'm telling you, this is going to be a headlines eventually. It could be 4 years. It could be 14. It could be I'm gone from here and it finally props up. What probably will happen with EMFs is the same thing that happened with the mercury fillings. It kept silent and the technology changed, so we didn't have to use mercury. And everybody was just quiet about it. So we just said, hey, we have better materials. I want to use this instead of that. And all of a sudden, nobody talks about it. So that's what's going to happen with EMFs. They're going to have new technology that does not put that out. But what EMFs do to the body is it causes something called a voltage-gated calcium channel to open up. Every cell has a gate, and it's supposed to allow calcium in or calcium not to come in because that causes constrictions and activity within cells. Well, EMFs cause tremendous opening of this voltage-gated system, and it is destroying the health of so many, and also some are immune to it. Just like vaccines. That's why we have to personalize our health journey. Duh.
Yep, I agree with you. Because I agree with you, it's right.
There we go. Two against everybody.
Absolutely.
All right, it is time to take a break. We can come back. Going to have a little words of wisdom. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones. And stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Do you love Southeastern College football? If so, we've got the show for you. It's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. SEC at its best. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Nothing but the best in SEC football talk and information. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real-life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company. It's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell, and my daughter, Katie, gave me, as she knows, I really value the teachings of the Stoics from the Roman days, and there's a term called amor fati. She gave me a coin that says amor fati on it, which means the love of fate. That means you don't just dread the ups and downs of every day, because those obviously sometimes turn into really treasures in some weird, odd method. So everything that comes my way, I try to look at as loving it rather than despising it and trying to push it away. Well, this is a daily Stoic piece of wisdom here. It says, we've been this way for a while, set in our habits. We stay quick-tempered, eat poorly, stay too busy. We skip exercise, hold on to a mean streak or timidity. Maybe we don't try hard enough or think we are good enough. How's that working out for you? Why keep heading down a road that leads nowhere? Marcus Aurelius, from the Roman days, calls it madness to keep being the same person who is mauled and degraded by life that we don't even enjoy. One that doesn't give us what we want. People who refuse to change, he says, are like gladiators torn apart in the arena, but begging to fight again tomorrow, only to be clawed and bitten once more. There's nothing sadder than someone who can't grow, can't turn over a new leaf, or take a leap into the unknown. You must be willing to change, not later, not eventually, but now. What could this year become if you lived up to your potential? How would some of the little changes you know you need to make compound in years to come? Hey, I think it's a good time to ask yourself that question right now.
Yeah.
Yep. And I'm not about New Year's resolutions. I'm more about intent and maybe just creating a path, because those resolutions we talked about last week, I think 96% have failed within the first 4 weeks. But ingraining yourself with a philosophy is different than a resolution.
Yeah, I've been saying something for the last few months in my brain, and it's part prayer and part I got to put a plan to it. And I've been working on it, but I want more discipline and discernment. And I'm going to do that through faith, forgiveness, gratitude, and peace. So the first two are what I want more of. I need to practice those things, but then that's going to translate. If I do it right, I need to practice the forgiveness, the faith, the gratitude, and the peace. And if I can incorporate those four things into it in those first two core habits, I think we'll be good. That's what I'm looking for.
You could not go wrong. And the question is, how do we keep that on the forefront of our mind? Oh. And every day we wake up with some mantra of that. That's similar.
I've been saying it every day, multiple times a day, and it hit me because especially discernment. We live in such a world, whether you look at it from a spiritual, political, informational, relational, we don't know if the video we're watching are true. We don't know if the headline is true. We don't know if someone's with us because of ulterior motives, who we can trust, who we can't. We're so connected and yet not connected. I think right now the world needs discernment.
I love that
word. What is good for us? What is true? Mm-hmm. What is true?
Well, I think wise discernment is what a path of living, because making decisions in a black and white, very linear, logical manner. We can do that in a lot of areas, but with life and wisdom, it's different. I think the word discernment describes it perfectly well, Clint. Yeah. Thank you very, very much.
Yes, sir.
And that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. We thank you for listening. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and a very wise discernment 2025. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.